Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
The government is considering a hike in stamp duty in a bid to deter institutional investors from bulk buying housing. It's according to the lead story in the Irish Times today. And Taoiseach Micheál Martin reportedly gave a rallying cry to his ministers at Cabinet yesterday, saying that a joined-up approach is needed to respond to this issue. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Jack Horgan-Jones, political reporter with the Irish Times, Jed Nash, Labour Party spokesperson on finance and TD for Louth, and also economist Jim Power. Jack, I'll start with you because we want to find out what the proposals are. Firstly, what's under consideration?
Morning, Claire. So, yeah, as you say, we're in the middle of a second week of this controversy, and we really only have the kind of broad outlines of a plan emerging at this stage. As we report this morning, using stamp duty to try and deter bulk housing purchases is among the options under consideration. Now, to a certain extent, there's an element of reinventing the wheel about this. This isn't necessarily a new idea. It's been in circulation for a little while. I think even the government considered looking at something like this around this time last year. The fine detail of how that might work is a little harder to ascertain. Talking to some people in the industry yesterday, they believe that it could work by attaching a commercial rate of stamp duty to transactions involving more than a certain number of units. But really, we don't know exactly how this might work out.
Yeah, I just see in your own report here a line at the end of the front page piece where it says the industry sources said that such a step around stamp duty might be circumvented.
It's an interesting one, yeah. So talking to people yesterday, they were saying that, look, if there was a tax intervention set up, which for the sake of argument said that you had to pay commercial rates on transactions involving over 10 units, then one way to perhaps sidestep that would be just to split it into 10 individual transactions with the same party on either side. And I think that's always the case when you do tax interventions, particularly in the property market. You have to be aware of avoidance and planning. And I think that's something, one of the very many complicating factors that the government has to have an eye on as it designs this policy intervention.
The one thing, though, it would seem is that the government is under huge pressure here. Miriam Lord says this morning that a fire has been lit under the government and the Taoiseach's feet are uncomfortably close to the flames. Action is needed pretty quickly, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I think that perhaps there was a bit of a grace period for this government because COVID kind of took up all of the collective mind when it came to public policy. Now it seems that the pandemic is in a more stable position, although far from over. And housing was always waiting in the long grass. It was always something that was a massive risk and a massive policy challenge for the government. And now it's happening at breakneck speed. We had the Maynooth transaction, which sparked all this just a couple of weeks ago, and now the government is being asked to come up with a very precise and workable set of policy solutions to a very complex problem in a very short period of time. So it's an incredibly pressured and difficult situation they find themselves in.
Jack, thank you very much for bringing us that update. Jed Nash, to you, do you think this stamp duty measure, if it happens, 7% commercial rate, will it be enough to deter these institutional investors with their bags of money? Some of them have a billion in the bank to spend.
They have, and they're very active as well in my own community, Clare, around Drogheda. And we have lots of evidence from local estate agents and from constituents themselves that these trustees, cuckoo funds, are very liberally buying up properties, second-hand properties, before they even appear on estate agents' websites or on daft.ie or myhome.ie. So it's a big issue, not just in Dublin and the major cities, but in the larger urban centres like Drogheda as well. I proposed last week that government should look very closely at the possibility of introducing the kind of stamp duty regime that the Tory government in the UK introduced earlier on this year. What we have there is a 15% stamp duty rate on REIT property transactions. I mean, it's completely indefensible in my view that a REIT would be paying the same percentage points in terms of stamp duty as a first-time buyer, which is at 1% or 2% in some cases.
Of course, these are the REITs and the legislation around them introduced when Labour was in government, let's not forget.
Yeah, for a particular at a particular point in time and to address a particular issue, you remember back in 2012, 2013, there wasn't a single crane in the sky in Dublin, Cork or any other major urban centre, and developers, of course, couldn't access funds. I mean, one of our saving graces was actually foreign direct investment, and we needed that rental property to house people who are working in this country, sometimes for a period of 2 to 3 years. But the point is this. Fundamentally, this regime hasn't actually been addressed or reviewed to any great degree in that period of time. And it would have been an assumption that over the last 5 to 6 years, that we would have built more homes, more affordable homes, more public homes, more private supply, and also we would have dealt with issues like rent caps and secure rental. And the fact is, not only are these REITs exploiting an unrevised and unreviewed and very generous tax system that was introduced at a certain point in time for a certain purpose, but they're also exploiting the fact that rents are very high because supply is low, and that's as a direct result.
But we still need them, do you believe? We still need these investors.
Potentially as a very small add-on to a much more progressive mix of, you know, building 80,000 social and affordable homes as we have proposed over a five-year period, introducing proper rental caps and introducing more secure tenancy. Government have manifestly failed to do that. So it is a really unholy mess here, and a perfect storm that has allowed these kinds of trusts that have gone unamended over the last few years to actually take advantage of, you know, lack of government planning, poor government policy, and these structures that really ought to be reviewed. There's no sense in this.
Okay. Jim Power, on that point...
That there shouldn't be a review, for example.
All right. Sorry, Jed. I inadvertently interrupted you there because your line just dropped down on us. But I want to bring in Jim Power anyway on that point that you make, that we need investors, but they need to be a very small add-on to our housing system, Jim.
I actually don't agree, Claire. Back in 2011 to 2013, that period, when nobody would touch the Irish market, we invited in those investment funds and they performed a very important role in the recovery in the property market here. The reality today is that I think the role of investment funds is grossly exaggerated. Analysis from the Department of Finance back in 2017 showed that they were a tiny part of the overall private rented sector. What happened in Maynooth was an aberration. It was due to a particular set of circumstances. It is not typical of what's happening around the place. The reality is that if you are... Okay, I looked at some of the biggest developers here over the last couple of years, and they average between 70 and 80% of their sales to private buyers. Okay,
so this isn't a problem. That's what you're saying.
No, it's not a problem. And the second piece is that if you look at the apartment market particularly, given the economics of delivering an apartment block, you know, when a builder is building a housing estate, they typically would deliver 10 houses maybe at a time and sell them on to keep the financial model going. But with apartments, you cannot sell on until the whole apartment block is completed. Okay. So the finances of that, the economics of that, do not stack up. And that is why the bulk of apartment developments are forward sold, because that is the only thing that we give certainty.
Will you give me your view on the stamp duty idea, increasing stamp duty? Jed Nash suggests following the UK model of 15%. 7% is mooted right now.
I'm amazed Jed Nash is actually proposing something a Tory government in the UK actually implemented. But I don't believe stamp duty is the response to this. I think that if you remove tax certainty, it creates all sorts of problems for Ireland in terms of attracting all types of investment into the market. Certainty is important. I think the planning process can be used to control the activities of institutional investors. So, you know, you look at Power 5, for example, how that became part of the planning system. Likewise, it is not beyond the powers of the planning system to put conditions in place that will limit the percentage of those properties that investment funds can buy.
Okay, Jed Nash, I want to come back to Jed Nash on that point you make, that if you start messing around with stamp duty, you cause all sorts of problems for Ireland Inc.
Look, you know, there shouldn't be some kind of untouchable debate that we ought not to have. I mean, this is a fundamentally important social issue and the economic issue. You know, organisations like the Conference of Trade Unions, like IBEC, are at one that we need to get our act together in terms of provision of housing, because it is not just impacting on our society, but on our economic performance and our competitiveness as well. And we have a real, real problem here. I was interested, you know, Jim's remarks, and, you know, why would I propose something that the Tory government have proposed? They actually fundamentally understand, the one thing I'll give them, is the importance to society of home ownership. And we agree that there ought to be that mix. You know, we need, you know, the mix of affordable and social homes. We also need the opportunity for people to own their home, to aspire to that. I mean, the ESRI report yesterday was very, very revealing. We now have the first generation since independence who are likely to do less well than their parents. And that is not something that we can stand over politically or socially. So we need to enable people to buy their own homes, you know, to be property owners and to and all that involves. Mm. But the point I'm making about this in relation to stamp duty is this is one weapon in our armoury. It is not the only solution. It is a customised solution to deal with a particular issue at a moment in time. We do need, yes, to look at our planning regulations, at our planning laws and how they function. But the quickest way of dealing with what is a very, very urgent issue is to introduce, by resolution of the Dáil, followed up by a finance bill, some discrete, tailored, customised and targeted changes to stamp duty to deal with the worst excesses and vicissitudes of what we're, mm-hmm. we're facing at this moment in time. And what's also required as well, Jim will know this, I mean, REITs, and organisations, companies and groups of companies elect to be REITs. They're very strict revenue rules that are developed aligned with the, you know, tax acts. Revenue can develop very discreet rules to try to root out the kind of behaviour that we all in the political system say we are concerned about. They can do that very, very quickly. They've done that successfully in the past. It is not beyond them to do that and not beyond the ken of the Minister for Finance to organise that.
Yeah, but we don't turn them off completely, Jim. Is that what you're saying?
We certainly do not, because in the apartment market particularly, Claire, institutional investors have created a very professional rental market. They are in for the long term, despite a lot of the nonsense that's spoken over the last few weeks about they're in it for the short term, take their profit and run. That is not how they behave. They're in there for the long term. They typically have at least a 10-year planning horizon. So, and as I say, I have always actually believed that one of the things that Ireland needed was a much more professionalised rental market.
And what do you think of the idea, Jim, of councils renting for 25 years properties from these investment funds, so paying market rent and then not having an asset at the end of it? That's crazy.
Well, I don't think it's crazy. I think it satisfies a demand for accommodation out there. I think the current debate, it's very easy to turn around and blame investment funds for all of these problems. And as Jack was saying in the introductory piece there, this is now a crisis for government. Well, if government only realises in the last few weeks this is a crisis, I just wonder what they're at. This has been a crisis building for a number of years. And to blame investment funds is missing the point. The point here is, if you want to solve Ireland's housing crisis, you deliver supply and you remove the bottlenecks for the delivery of that supply. And there are many of those bottlenecks in the system. And once you get the supply up and running, eventually the market will reach some sort of equilibrium where all of the demands in the market will be satisfied, because some people want to buy, some people want to rent, some people may want to, live in affordable social housing, local authority provides housing and so on.
So you're saying supply is the problem.
We need a hybrid model. And blaming investment funds is missing the point. And I think this is a typical knee-jerk reaction. And I think government and Dara O'Brien particularly should be very careful about the law of unintended consequences.
So they need to stop listening to Jed Nash. Is that what you're saying?
It's one of many measures.
I'm not saying stop listening to Jed. I mean, Jed said there that the solution to this is a myriad of different things, and I agree on that. But the focus on investment funds as the big evil in the system is missing the point. There are much, much more significant problems in the market. And I would believe that if you start to mess around with the tax treatment of investment funds like the commercial property suggestion, that you will bring apartment development in Ireland to a halt, because institutional investment money is essential for the delivery of apartments.
All right, I want to come back to Jed on that point. Treating the investment funds as the big evil, cutting off the supply of money to build apartments, that's the danger here, would you agree?
We do have an issue as well, of course, with exiting banks and issues around the effect of monopoly in the Irish banking market. I mean, developers are finding it very difficult to access the finance that they need to build the houses that we need. Just come back, if I can, for a second, very briefly to a point that Jim made about the bulk buying by local authorities. I think you may have made it Clare, bulk buying by local authorities of properties. That is having an impact on the market for first-time buyers as well. They are doing that because they don't have the resources made available to them by government to meet the demands that they need locally. I mean, the biggest issue I deal with my own constituency on a day-to-day basis is access to social and affordable housing, mm-hmm. and they don't have the resources to build. And on the tax side, one thing that really is unexplored here is the question of a vacant property tax. I mean, we know that there are investment trusts and other big investors and landlords who are effectively sitting on vacant properties at the moment, artificially inflating and the rental market for their own benefit. Right. So we need to look at that issue as well, I think, to okay. try to address the dysfunctionality in the market.
Jed Nash, Jim Power, thank you both.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.